You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Mika. You are blessed, and we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. We are praying. We are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah. Holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. How many of us know that we need to be transformed? How many of us desire to be transformed? Lord God, it is our desire, hallelujah, to live before you, to live with you. Oh, Lord, we just lift you up right now. Let's pray. Hallelujah. We need to hear from God Almighty. So, Lord God, we present ourselves unto you. Yes, Lord. Here we are, oh God. Here we are to worship you. My prayer, even right now, is that we posture ourselves and position ourselves in this moment before you. It's so easy to multitask you. It's so easy, hallelujah, to have our own agenda going. But how about we would just release all of that and submit all that in this moment? We submit it to you. We surrender to you in this moment. We present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you in this moment. We take this opportunity. We take this opportunity to get a little bit closer to you, to relate to you in this moment. Let our relating with you, hallelujah, be one that's pleasing to you and honoring to you and respectful to you, that in turn it'll teach us how to relate to one another. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us put the phone down and let us put the stuff down and give our full selves in this moment. Oh, Lord, we thank you in this moment. We surrender to you in this moment. We acquiesce our will. Hallelujah, in this moment. Lord God, we repent in this moment. Oh, in this now, we ask that you will forgive us, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God. You are the living God. We welcome you into this space. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our mind. Yes, even if we've done it and we've been walking with you and living with you faithfully, we in this moment welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our mind. We welcome you into the situations, our situations, our circumstances, our matters. We welcome you. Oh God, we ask that we move out of the way and ask you and give you full permission to move in our lives according to your will and the plan that you have for us. Oh God, we exalt you right now. We worship you right now in spirit and in truth. You are a spirit. And they that worship you shall worship you in spirit and in truth. Let us be spiritually minded not carnally minded, for to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. We don't want to be a walking dead. Thinking dead, living dead, relating dead. We don't want it. We don't want to. Oh, Lord, we don't want to be functioning dead. Listen, we don't want to even be thriving dead. Hello, it's possible. It's possible. Yes. No. Lord God. Ooh, Jesus. Here we are. You said that for any one of us to follow you, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. You're telling us this because you want us to enter into the goodness that you have. If we're denying ourselves, that's because that part of self and that self is not healthy. Hello? It's not beneficial. Hello? To walking with you. Lord, help us. Help your people. Help us, oh God. You're such a gracious God that you give us a free will to do what we please as we please. But we please, our desire is to please you. Please help us in pleasing you. Oh, Lord, we ask. Help us to please you. And so, God, we just exalt you because we know that that pleases you. And, God, we worship you because that pleases you. And, God, we bless you because that pleases you. And, God, we surrender to you because that pleases you, oh, God. Yes, we give you our yes because that pleases you. We want to be a pleasing aroma to you, a sweet aroma to you. Heavenly Father, help us to be focused horizontally on you. No, sorry, y'all, vertically. Help us to be vertically focused on you, that our horizontal things, amen, in relationships, amen, are coming out of this flow with you, that our perspective changes because we're seeing as you see, and our thought life changes because we're thinking as you think, hallelujah, and our heart life changes because we're loving as you love. Glory to your name. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the first and the last. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, you know exactly where we are, and you know exactly the condition that we're in, and you know exactly, hallelujah, what we've been praying, and you know exactly what we need. Oh, God, help us to repent, to have a life. Strong in repenting and being quick to repent and being quick to metanoia, to change the way that we are thinking, to be more aligned with you. May we have the mind of Christ. May we have a sound mind. Somebody needs to lay hands on their head. Hallelujah. And speak, I have a sound mind. Thank you for blessing me with a sound mind, that we're taking every thought captive and bringing it into the obedience of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that our mind, hallelujah, is a blessed place, amen, hallelujah, and we're quickly taking thoughts captive, even thoughts that the enemy whispered, and we're thinking that they're our own thoughts, amen, but they're whispers from the enemy, and we rebuke you, Satan, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you that we will no longer be deceived and led astray by lies that enter into our minds. God, speak your truth to us as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, speak your truth to our minds. Oh, we put on our helmet of salvation. We're also, our ears are guarded. Our ear gates are guarded. Lord God, shut any doors, any open doors, any open gates where the enemy has been sneaky and craftily. Mm-hmm. Yes, I said that correctly. Entering in and trying to kill, steal, and destroy us, trying to kill, steal, and destroy our peace, trying to kill, steal, and destroy our purpose, kind of trying to kill, steal, and destroy in areas of relating in our relationships. God, trying to kill, steal, and destroy the word that you spoke to us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Guard our ear gates. May we become mindful of what we are allowing into our ear gates, allowing into our hearing that affects us knowingly or unknowingly, that causes us to believe or even disbelieve knowingly or unknowingly. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What are we hearing? Ah! What are we hearing in this season? And we think it's just casual and it's okay. And even the enemy's like, ha, 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 I'm getting them through that way. What are we hearing? Let us be more protective of what we're hearing. Are these things that I'm hearing, is it feeding my faith? Or is it feeding fear and frustration and unbelief? Protect our eyes, Heavenly Father. Clean out our eyes. Anoint our eyes with eye salve, oh God. I'm reminded of scripture right now, right, of when Jesus is teaching, and I'm talking about being mindful of the plank that's in our eye, instead of focusing on the speck that's in someone else's eye. Let us deal with the plank in our own eye, oh God. Help us. Help us remove the plank in our eyes, oh God. Remove the planks from our eyes, Lord Jesus, that we've been functioning dysfunctionally because of the plank that's in our own eye. Instead of dealing with the planks, we've learned how to function with the plank, and the plank is creating blind spots. The plank is causing us difficulty in seeing you and hearing you and believing you. We desperately need you. So may we guard and be even more protective of what we're entertaining through our eyes. Let us not have wandering eyes, but steadfast on you. Hallelujah. Faithful to you. Hallelujah. Let us not have adulterous eyes. Hello, 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 hello. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep our eyes stayed on you. Faithful to you. When we are faithful to you and steadfast in you, it corrects our earthly relationships and how we love one another, oh God. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You are our potter, and we are on your potter's wheel. Perfect us, O God. Correct us, O God. Refine us, O God. Reform us, Lord God. Transform us, Lord God. Conform us to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. That we're not even, check this out, we're not even idolizing desires. We're not even idolizing accolades and achievements. We're not even idolizing wanting to be the best and wanting to be the greatest and wanting to be the GOAT. No, you are the GOAT. You are the greatest of all time. So I'm not idolizing that. You are the great I am. You are the apple of our eye. You are, Lord, you are. May you be. And as we're striving to please you and striving to get closer to you and striving to have more of you, then we find ourselves being in excellence, and we find ourselves in success, and we find ourselves with riches, hallelujah, even earthly riches that we can be a blessing, hallelujah. And we find ourselves with these things, hallelujah, right? Because doesn't your word, and yes, your word, it tells us that as we seek you first, the kingdom of God, in your righteousness, and all things are added unto us. Lord God, deal with any idols in our life right now. Any idols of people, any idols of relationships, any idols of fear. Hello. Hello. Any idols of things where we are not able to let go for fear of, or whatever the reasons that go behind or that come with holding on to the thing or not moving away from the thing and not obeying God's will in the thing, then that thing is now an idol. Expose the idols. Expose the idols of desires. Expose the idols of money. Expose the idols of riches and fame. Expose the idols of even places where we're worrying and guilt and past things. Expose the idols that we didn't even think this is an idol. I'm tearing this down. I'm disrupting this area. I'm messing this area up so God can clean it, right? Amen. I'm giving it to the Lord, no matter how much it hurts. We're giving it to you, no matter how much it hurts. We're giving it to you, no matter how much fear arises. We're giving it to you, no matter how weak we now feel. We're giving it to you, no matter how much angst may surface. We're giving it to you. No matter how humbling it may feel, we're giving it to you. 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 No matter how now dark or unknown or unfamiliar or foreign or strange it is in this place, we're giving it to you. Hallelujah.
I even hear the Holy Spirit that we can idolize a place in this called unforgiveness. We're giving it to you. I'm forgiving and letting you help me through the forgiving process. I'm giving it to you. And now allowing you to show me and tell me what are the healthy boundaries I establish. What does healthy boundaries look like in our life, Lord God? Some of us need to establish some healthy boundaries. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're giving it to you. We're giving us to you. We're giving out the time, our 24/7. We're giving it to you. Ooh, yes, Lord. We're giving our priorities to you. We check in our priorities. Is there anything that we're prioritizing over you? God, you're so real. He's so real. He's so living. More real, more living than you and I. It's my prayer that we experience him in this season and in our life moving forward in very real and very living and very tangible ways. We want to experience you in the workplace. We want to experience you in our home place. We want to experience you in our marriage place. We want to experience you in our relationship place. We want to experience you in our financial place. We want to experience you, yes, in our financial place. That means giving as God leads us to give. And some of us even giving in the tithing and the offering, hallelujah, as he is leading us, and see what he does. I'm giving my finances to you. You are the multiplier. Multiply, oh God. Multiply our finances. Bless our finances. Kiss our finances, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray for promotion. Those who are waiting and have been waiting and knocking for promotion and just elevation and within their career or within the job position that they're in. Oh, God, I thank you for the good news that's coming. God, we are looking to you as we look to you and as we continue to pray, as we take on an identity and a posture that our DNA is praying without ceasing. Oh, God, we are believing. We are believing. We are believing you. Help us with our unbelief. It's not ours. No, help us with unbelief. Oh, God, we pray for healing, physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing. Let your healing grace fall on us, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for those who are grieving. Hallelujah. Your word says that you comfort those who mourn. I thank you for sending comfort and sending relief and sending help and sending, oh God, your angels, amen, to minister to us all. Minister to us while we're sleeping. Minister to us while we're standing. Minister to us while we're going to and fro. Minister to us as we are in the obedience of your word. Minister to us to get into obedience. Minister to us the truth and the beauty of submitting our will to you. Some of us, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that that's one way that the enemy can come and kill, steal, and destroy plans and promises and things that we never even could imagine or ask, because we're desiring to do our own will. And so it's like, okay, I don't even have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it. That's just a distraction. Deal with the distractions in our life. If there are any distractions, oh God, in our life, distractions that keeps us out of destiny, distractions that have been sent in by the enemy, by forces of darkness. Deal with them, O God. Disturb it, O God. Demolish it, O God. Ooh, in this season, I thank you for the angels warring on our behalf. Ooh, thank you, Lord God, for even dealing with distractions that rise up as health issues, that rise up as sicknesses and pains. Those are distractions, amen, that may keep us up all night or that may keep us out, like from being focused or from being able to do. We thank you for healing. Oh, Lord, we thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. We thank you for even inviting us into the simple place, the simple place of prayer, the simple place of reading your word, the simple place of worshiping you, the simple place of silence. The simple place. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we have our own ideas of, and God may slow it down into the simple. And if we are so in our own way and not in Jesus's way, who is the way, the truth, and the life, then we can miss and be out of step and be off rhythm. Let us be in rhythm with you, O God. Let us be in rhythm with you of speaking to those things that are not as though they are. Let us be in rhythm with you, the speaking life on the thing and not death. Let us be in rhythm to be mindful of our tongue, hallelujah, and that we're speaking life and urges and abilities, hallelujah, and the beauty of you and the beauty of us as being fearfully and wonderfully made by you, the beauty of your workmanship. We are your workmanship. Let us be in rhythm with agreeing with heaven and speaking the word, even if we don't understand it right now. Why would we go low when we can go high to heaven? Why would we go to the gutter? Karashandayo, rebasaya. When we can go to the glory of God. Why would we go to the pit when we can go and agree with the paradise of heaven? Why would we agree with what we see when it's temporary? Hallelujah. When it could be even a mirage, and when it could be when we think it's very much what we're experiencing and feeling, and it could be what we're experiencing and feeling. But if I'm carnally minded versus being spiritually minded, why would I agree with that? Why would I agree with this? Why? No. Lord, help us to be in rhythm and in agreement with you, even no matter how absurd it is. If it's registering as absurd, if it's registering as unfathomable, unfathomable, impossible, if it's registering as, if it's registering in any of those ways, could it possibly be that God is also whispering that, introducing us to that, and as a way to expose where our faith is? where our belief is, where we could go higher, where we could agree more. If walking with him, if he says that with God, all things are possible. Okay, just that. Okay. Why would I agree with man? What is causing me to agree with man over agreeing with God? And in that area, if I'm finding it easier to agree with man, and easier to agree with what I see, and easier to agree with what I hear, and easy to agree with what I feel, and easy to agree, hallelujah, with what I know, what I'm used to. You know what that tells me? Not you, but me. You know what it tells me? It's time for me to spend more time with God, because I need to get on his level. He's inviting us to get on his level. Who is going to choose to go lower, to go into a, like, demoted? Who's going to choose that? And if to go higher, I got to humble myself, I'm humbling myself. And if to go higher and to get on your level and agree with you, I got to submit and surrender and go low in that way, then I'm going low in that way. Mm-hmm, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm, yes, Lord. Ah, Jesus. 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 Help us to see the little in our life the way you see the little. You took the little of the two fish and the five loaves, and you multiplied it to feed over 15, 20,000, 5,000 men, it says in scripture. That's not counting the children and the women. Oh, God. Help us to be in rhythm with you. That we're not despising the little because we're agreeing with earthly things. No, in this season, I'm agreeing with heavenly things. That as I agree with heavenly things, I can look at it. Listen. Ooh, Shanda Bosa. Jesus. Goes into the house where the little girl is now, according to the earth, dead. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says that she's sleeping when everybody is saying that she is dead. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to find it. I want to find it. Can I find it? Can I find it? Can I find it? Holy Spirit, lead me to it. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can we just take it? I'm not gonna rush. I'm gonna hold on. Let's see. I don't know exactly where it is, but we are going to find it. Hey. And we found it. Right? So listen. Let's see. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 18, it says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Okay, so this ruler is in alignment with the kingdom of heaven, where all things are possible. Hallelujah. He knew something that even the people that's back at the house don't know. Let's keep reading. And find out. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Who are you rocking with in this season? Who are we rocking with in this season? Like, I'm sold out. Jesus, you getting up and going? I'm getting up and going. Jesus, this is where we stand. This is where we stand. Jesus, this is what we doing. This is what we doing.
Why would I want to do anything outside of him? That's the danger zone. Why would I want to be connected to anyone he's telling me that he's not keeping me around? That's the danger zone.
Okay. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. What are we saying to ourselves? 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 What are we saying? What are we saying? What are we saying to ourselves? Is it in agreement? And is it echoing what heaven is saying? Is it from this place of with God, all things are possible? And so what if it takes a second longer than I would like? And so what if it looks like the opposite is happening and it got worse, then it's getting better. I'm going to keep speaking this life thing. Why would I change from any to anything else? Why? 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 Why would I try to make why would I speak and make permanent a very situation that I want to leave out? A temporary thing. It's temporary. Okay, I don't know. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Lord God, deal with what we're, and start to expose those areas. What are we speaking? What are we saying to ourselves? What are we saying? Are we speaking faith? I have no other option but to speak faith. I'm desperate. I have to speak faith. Lord, shake up those little comfort areas where we're not desperate. Let us be desperate for you. Let us be desperate for you. That's a whole different type of passion when we're desperate. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith, our faith, your faith can change the thing. Your faith can make you whole. Your faith, God, our faith, God will respond to. Ooh, Lord, I pray that you see our faith. I pray that our faith is upgraded and enhanced and beautified. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help us in our faith life, our faith walk. The Bible says that the righteous, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Guess who makes us righteous? God, as we just say yes. He is the one responsible for cleaning us up, transforming us, perfecting us, healing us, even from like soul things, healing and restoring us. He does it. All we got to do is present ourselves. Surrender to him and keep presenting ourselves and keep presenting ourselves. We don't show up to work one day out of the year and then think, no, we keep going to work. We keep practicing a thing. We keep. Let us keep presenting ourselves. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. Even after I presented myself, I found myself messing up and going back to the old man thing. I'm going to keep presenting myself. We're going to keep presenting ourselves. Sometimes the deliverance is in the keep doing. Okay. The breakthrough is in the keep doing. The keep. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep going to church. I'm going to keep. Okay, I'm gonna say it. Are we gonna say it? You know, I find like in the world, we the doctor tells us take medicine, and we got to keep taking it until it's done, and it's in the keep doing that the healing come, or that the reason why we're taking it, the ailment goes away, or the disease thing goes away. It's in the keep. We want to get our bodies to a better place. We keep working out. We keep lifting weights. We keep doing cardio. We keep doing it. How come sometimes, and maybe not anybody up in here, maybe me, okay? We pray one time and then it's not happening the way we think it should happen, or it seems like it's getting worse, and then we want to stop and give up on God. Sundaya. Keep. That's the thing we don't need to stop in this season. We don't need to stop seeking his face. Some of us, we don't need to stop going to church. We don't need to stop praying. We don't need to stop worshiping. Keep doing it more. We're doing exactly what you're doing, exactly what God is saying. You are on target. He hears. He hears us. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He's responding to you. He hears you. He's answering you. He's giving you the desires of your heart according to the plans and the purpose that he has. It's so much better than you can imagine. He's delivering you. He's healing you. Your breakthrough is a knocking. Your breakthrough is here. I hear that for someone. That change that you desire, secretly desire, openly desire, it's here for some. It's a right around the corner. It's a coming. He knows. He understands. He sees. He's sending the help. He's making the way. He's providing. He's opening a door. Keep applying. Keep trusting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stay in the keeping. Keep doing it. This is where you're meeting him. This is where we're meeting him. Matter of fact, for some of us, it was an invitation. He used that as a way to invite us to him. Been trying to get us closer to him. He wants to do something with you that you can't even imagine. We thank you, Lord. So let's finish the scripture out. In verse 23, it says, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, they were not making a joyful noise. They were making a noise based off of what they see, that what they saw, what was going on. They was making a noise based off of the condition. And he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. Why? Because they didn't believe what he was saying. They didn't understand his language. They didn't know what he knew. We want to know what you know, God. We want to be on your level, God. We want to be in rhythm with you, God. That when we're saying it's dead, you're saying it's asleep. When we're saying it's over, you're saying I'm reviving the thing. When we're saying it's too late, you're saying it's just the beginning. Oh yeah, tell y'all. When we're saying we're not qualified, you're saying we are qualified. When we're saying we're not ready and we can't, you're saying you're ready and you can. Come on. When we're saying we're sick, we're tired. we're overwhelmed, and you're saying, hallelujah, my strength is made perfect in your weakness, and I'm healing you, hallelujah, and I'm giving you a second wind, hallelujah, and I'm giving you a new energy, and I'm fortifying you. Oh, Shandaya. I want to believe, we want to believe you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand and the maid arose. So he had to get rid of all of the people making, like, that was out of alignment with him. Ooh, this is a season where, listen, I don't have the ability to tolerate these conversations that are not faith, that are not belief. That's based off of you want to just talk about what we're seeing. I don't have the time for that type of conversation. I don't have the energy. It's no in this season. Okay? So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this time in spirit and truth. We thank you for this time, how you're grooming us and readying us and perfecting us and transforming us, molding us, shaping us, reshaping us to be more like you, to reflect the light of you. Father God, I thank you for everyone, hallelujah, under the sound of my voice, your voice. Lord God, we bless your name and we thank you. May this the rest of this week and to the next time that we meet again on this hour of prayer, may it be blessed, may it be good, may it be rich, may it be healthy, may it be one where we're following the Holy Spirit and hearing from the Holy Spirit. Make us sensitive to you. Any adjustments we need to make so that we can have more of you and less of us, may it be so. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panavalecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai panavalecha veyasim lecha shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.